Okay, we're on Daf Ayin Dalet 74. Now we're going to talk about things that have to do with Giloy. Everybody knows about Giloy.
Yeah,
Giloy Arias, very good.
Giloy
Eliyahu. Giloy Eliyahu.
And things that are left uncovered.
They were afraid a snake came and ate from it. Nowadays it's not Shkiyak, so that's not implied. But the Chazon Ish isn't, like, if you look in Reb Chaim Knievsky's book, talks about how he was very makbid. You will see Reb Chaim Knievsky, even, I don't know if you guys have Nunglevasser next to your beds. I have a Nunglevasser next to my bed. A Lubavitcher that once was Makar for me many years ago. So I have it. But Reb Chaim, he kept his Nunglevasser covered. He wouldn't even let his Nunglevasser be uncovered. Which is a very strange chomer. But anyway, but on Kedekach, listen to this. This I wouldn't have thought of. You know how when you come home from shul, those of you who have wives who are very, very loyal, I don't want to say servants, very, very who are full service wives, and they set up your kiddush for you before you come home. Now my wife does this. She sets up
the wine for you?
She doesn't pour the wine. Because, she's not going to be home. So what she does do the following. I wash out my Kiddush cup with water. That, like it says in Alpi Kabbalah, Hadacha, whatever it is. Some people do that. She does that too. She'll rinse it out with water and put it there waiting for me. So when I come home from the 8:15 minyan, I'll be able to make Kiddush.
Oh, you're thinking about in the morning.
In the morning, on Shabbos morning. So this is great. I don't have to wash out my cup. Reb Chaim had the same thing. His wife rinsed out the cup for him before he came home. Reb Chaim would take the cup and pour out the water because he held that water that's in the bottom of the cup
Giloy.
Was also Mishum Giloy.
I thought
Giloy
is only overnight. Yeah. No, it's Kedetri. We're going to see in a second.
You're comparing your wife to Rebbetzin Kanievsky.
There are many comparisons. And that's where the comparison stops, by the wives.
Maybe she's at the table watching the cup.
No, she's not even home.
I just want to say this. The one thing I will tell you about that Qumrah is that even people that are matmachmer on Giloy generally, when it comes to Kiddush wine, anything to do with Kiddush, it al pi kabbalah, Giloy is an issue. It needs to be...
So you're saying if someone poured a cup of wine... And then they walked out of the house that they shouldn't make Kiddush on it?
Yeah, Api Kabbalah. I think they're more makbar on Giloy.
Is that right? Wow.
Yes. I think
you're
not going to see it here on the page.
They like Kiddush. They like Kiddush. Okay, let's get going. Yain Truma. So it says in the Mishnah, Yain Truma Shenskala Yushafek. If you have wine of Truma that became Giloy, then you have to pour it out. Vein Tzarech Lamruch Shchulin, and surely. Chulin for sure has to. Okay? Do you mind 1 second? I have to pause it. Hello? Yeah, so now we go back to previously. Hopefully it's recording it. Yes, it is. Okay. So, Shosha Mashkin Asur Mishum Gili, the three types of Mashkin that are Asur. So you can't have water, wine, or milk. All other drinks, all the beverages are mutter, and do not have an eser gili. Kama yishuv yu asur, how long? So here it says the shear, not overnight, but enough for a snake to come from a nearby place and drink. And this nearby place, and I remember in the Bavli, it's very close. It's going to be like even from the bottom of the cup. He could be hiding underneath the cup. It doesn't have to be like from the corner of the wall. Very close. It's 6. What does it say over here? Rambam says it doesn't have to be a snake. It could be any crawling or slithering creature. Yeah. Okay. So we're going to use snake for now. No, sheer mayim amgulin. What's the sheer? What's the volume?
Maybe everybody should take a look at number 3, drinking uncondensed liquids nowadays.
Is it says here in places such as Eretz Yisrael, they assert that snakes are prevalent. I don't know. The Gra testified, the disciples of the Gra testified their master did not drink uncovered liquids, despite living in Europe where snakes were uncommon. That's the famous Gra who holds that Chazal did not always megalo all the reasons for what they said.
Australia
okay.
has a lot of
400 years ago.
Okay, so what's the shear my mama gulin? How much is the shear?
I thought, what did they come with? Oh, so
what?
From a nearby place and drink.
Yeah.
How do you define nearby place?
I told you that the Gemara says that it's mamish from underneath the cup even. It's like from Mokum, it's like almost nothing.
It's there, right?
It's 5 seconds. It could be 5 seconds and it's already done. Okay. How much is the shear mayim hamagulim? How much water is the volume? So Gemara says, k'day shetayvet b'hen hamara. Enough for the venom to lose its potency. So how much is that? Let's see, 7, 8. So it says over here, 8. The Tanakhama holds, if it falls into a large enough volume of water, it loses its potency. So it's only if it's a small volume that it's also. If a large volume of water, it's permitted. That's what the Tanakhama holds.
Yeah, but it doesn't define large.
Doesn't say what it is yet. We're going to see. We're going to see in a second. Okay. Rabbi Yisrael, Rabbi Kalim Kol Shehein. He holds if it's a keli, then it doesn't make a difference. Whatever it is, Kol Shehein, whatever it is, if it's a keli, it never loses its potency. But karkos, but if it's an in ground body of water, then it's 40 saw. Oh, what's the difference between a in the ground versus a keli? So they say it has to do with the cooling aspect of it. Apparently, the cool water has this ability to dissipate, or whatever the word is, the potency of the venom.
To dilute
the venom. It helps, right? So he argues in two, it says in the footnote that there's two points that he argues on. Number one, to neutralize the venom, Tanakhama requires nothing more than a large volume. Rabbi Yossi, however, requires both that the volume be large enough and that water also be contained in a ditch, not in a utensil. Only such water is cool enough to neutralize the venom. And two, even regarding water contained in a ditch, he requires the 40 saw. Okay. I mean, I don't know what's the game nowadays. If you have punctured, in other words, you go over to a fig and you see there's two little bite marks in there, two little pin marks. So you have to be chalshesh, right? They cannot be eaten because you're afraid it may be the puncture was from a snake. Afilo hen kikar, even if they're very large and they weigh as much as a kikar. Some people are garis bakad, even if they're inside of a barrel. Echo gadol echo katan, whether they're large or small. Echo tolish echo mechuber, whether it's attached or not attached. Kol sheyesh bo lecha usser, if it has moisture, then we're afraid that even though the animal, right, let's say the snake bit one side of a very large fruit, so we're afraid that the venom will actually make its way through the other side of the fruit, even though it's a very large fruit, as long as it has lecha. And if they have an animal that was bitten by a snake, you can't eat from the meat of that snake, from any part of the animal, because of the danger.
Wait, what was that?
If an animal is bitten by a snake, you cannot eat the meat of that animal. If you have uncovered wine that passed through a wine strainer, it would still be usur. You don't say that the strainer strained out the poison from the wine.
Thin poison.
Because it could be very thin, right? It could have made it slither through. Slithering. Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Nechemi Mater, he holds no. That already won't go through. He holds venom does not pass through a strainer. Okay. Rabbi Yaakov Barachem, Rabbi Shimon Bar Boa, Rabbi Shimon Kanino. If I have, let's suppose I start off with a vat of water, a pot, let's say not that, a pot of water, and that pot of water was also because of gilui. And then I have some truma, I throw some oats into there with truma, and I boil the oats. Now I have some nice cooked oatmeal now. But I started with water, which was also mishum gilui, so it's not a good food. You're going to have to throw all that out. That's basically what he's saying. Now, what's the chiddush? The chiddush is that through the heating, boiling process, maybe boiling the water will kill the venom's effectiveness. And that would make it mutter to eat. So he's telling you that is not a heter. It's aser. They insert lemon shachul, and of course, if it's not true, it will also be aser. We see this in the Mishnah. Because it says, Yayin shal truma shen niskal yishafech ve'yitzrak lamar shal chulin. The Mishnah says, if you have this yayin, that it's aser, and it doesn't give a takona. If boiling was a way to be masakin it, it should have said, if yayin gets magula, go ahead and boil it, and that'll fix it. So you see, the boiling doesn't help. Chavrai b'shem b'yayin yayin shal asal ha-shaysay. You're not allowed to keep it around because you're afraid someone's going to drink it. Imshiu v'hech matzme'ilov. But if you did let it sit around and it became vinegar, so then aser. So this is our girsa in the Yerushalmi. According to this girsa, it is a machlokes Bavli and Yerushalmi. Because the Bavli says b'feirush that if something has venom in it, it will prevent the wine from turning into vinegar. Oh. But our girsa, the way we have it here, is that if it waited, if you waited, and it turned into vinegar, then it's still usser. Doesn't make a difference.
Right. Why would it be mutter then?
Read the
I just told you why.
No, you're saying that it would prevent it from becoming chomets, but the venom is still in it.
No, we have proof that it's not. All gilui is a suffix, right? Don't know. Right? So this is proof that it does not have venom. Okay. Te'ena
v'anavim.
Yes, yeah. Let's take a look. Okay, you want to take a look at the textual variant? Let's take a look. Let's see what it says over here. The Bavli says in Hechmetz Mutter.
Where are you reading?
I'm looking at B, textual variant B. Without the Gra's emendation, it would seem to be a dispute between the Bavli and the Yerushalmi. The Bavli says Hechmetz Mutter. The original reading of the Yerushalmi says Mshiu v'hechmetz me'elov is aser, but the Gra changes it. He says, let's look on the side here. Aser, you see the Gra ice base tarachlimer mutter.
Where?
The Gra ice base and that guy's Gra in the Hebrew.
Yeah.
Says aser. He says tarachlimer mutter, that if it becomes chametz. That if it becomes vinegar, then it's mutter, because the Gra wants the Bavli and the Yerushalmi to coalesce, right?
Where does this go on in the Mishnah?
It says Mshihu, what we just read. Chavraya b'shem Rabbi Yochanan, Yain shen skala osan la'shoysef, Mshihu v'hechmetz me'elov. See, he's goris mutter, okay?
Oh, I see. Yeah.
Mutter. You're confused?
No, you never. I don't like these gemaras that are all machlokasin, so that you don't know whether it's
The Gra is making it so everything matches, right? So he's saying that the fact that there is vinegar the fact that it turns to vinegar is proof that there's no venom in there. That's what the Bavli says, and the Yerushalmi is going to be saying that too, if you garis mutter.
Yeah.
Now, let's go to the end here. However, according to Rashi...
Where are you now?
I'm still in the box.
Okay.
Bottom line, on the left side. However, according to Rashi, there does not have to be a dispute. Meaning, it doesn't... Even though the Bavli might say Hechmetz mutter, and the Yerushalmi says Hechmetz usser, it could be there's no machlokas. How are you going to get out of that?
Right.
So he says like this. The Bavli is discussing not wine that turned to vinegar. It's talking about grape juice that became alcoholic. That's also called a certain type of hechmetz. Because that's the what's the process called?
Fermenting.
The fermenting process. Fermenting. So the first stage of fermenting, it becomes wine. The last stage of fermenting, it becomes vinegar. So they're talking about two different things. The Bavli's talking about where you're changing it to wine. So that's where it says, Bavli and Yerushalmi can agree. Venom does not impede wine from turning into vinegar. The Bavli teaches something different. Venom impedes grape juice from fermenting into wine. Right? Wait a second. So what are we saying now? So we're saying the Bavli says in Hitmet says mutter that we're saying that that's a heter and that you can drink the wine because if it would have had venom, it would not have turned into wine. So that's in Hitmet's mutter. Whereas the Yerushalmi is talking about something else. Wine turning into vinegar would be usur, apparently. The venom does not prevent it from turning into vinegar again. Apparently, that's the difference. Okay, it's a little mud.
Yeah. But it just shows you that.
What does it show you?
The properties of grape juice are different than the properties of wine.
Okay, that's true.
What I'm pointing out.
That's true.
One will get you drunk and one won't.
One will get you drunk, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. next. Ta'enim v'anovim shenikru, also la'ashraisim. If you have figs and grapes, by number 26, we're just beginning. If you have figs and grapes, became punctured, also prohibited to leave them around, then shihon v'tzomku me'elehin v'toris. But if you leave them around, and then they dried out on their own, they're permitted, because venom impedes the drying out process.
And if they're right, that means there's no venom, right?
That's right. Now we're on ayin dalet amud beis. So the daughter of Kiya the Great, she did a little trick over here. She knew that the yeshiva guys, they're going to hang around all the food, and they're going to eat everything up, and there won't be anything left for her father. She did a little trick. She came with a little pin, and she put pinholes in the food so that nobody would eat it. Begin the layekla kavaya so that the scholars wouldn't eat it. But her father would go and eat from them. How did he eat from them? So the Gemara says, the daughter acted with his knowledge. He knew
that she would. He told her to do it.
They were in on this trick. This is great. So the Gemara says, Afilu kein lo asur, even so, wouldn't it be also? Like kein toni, doesn't say in the Braisa. Rotzi for no karas mutein, if you saw a bird pecking at a fig, so you could say, you know what? The mark here, the hole in the fig is from the bird, right? But nonetheless, it's still usher because we're afraid maybe the bird was pecking at the point of the hole that the snake bit at. So you have to be choshesh. So maybe over here too, you have to be choshesh that when she put the pin in, that maybe there was a snake bite over there where she put the pin in. That's the thing I was asking. So the Gemara says, that she was guarding it. So she knew that there was no snakes around. That's why it was marked. Rabbi Yitzchak bar Nachman, b'shem Rabbi Yishuv ben Levi, achad b'hamar b'hamatok, if it's something that's sharp or bitter or sweet, are not subject to the prohibition of uncovered liquids. Okay? Six.
Snakes are protected.
Wait a minute, so...
Snake won't drink from them.
What's sharp wine?
Scotch?
Sharp wine. But sharp, I guess you added some pepper to it. I don't know. Bitter wine, we know. Reb Simon b'shem Reb Yishuv ben Levi, hakad v'amar v'amato kemoy mishum gili v'mishum yayin nesach. Not only is it amato because gili, and also the goyim won't use it for the getchkes. Reb Simon v'farish, hakad kunditun, sharp wine is kunditun, and mar pastinun, and hamatok chama v'ashlo. What's sweet wine? That's wine that has been cooked. So yain mavushal, they wouldn't use for avodah zarah, and that's why some people are very makbid on Pesach night for the dalal kaisis. They're makbid to only use yain that's not mavushal because they, you know, if it's mavushal, then already it's not so chashuv.
He says on the kunditon, he says that he adds honey and pepper.
Yeah.
Well, like you said.
Good.
Even though today I think
jalapeno pepper.
Yeah, today I think kunditon is like a thick, sweet wine.
He says, why is cooked wine called sweet wine? Because cooking the wine will cause the alcohol, which has a lower boiling point, to evaporate out of the wine. That's interesting. That's from Shlomo Zalman, I guess. Okay, Rabbi Yanai, Rabbi Yishmael, Ivash. He got ill. Okay, let's keep the name straight here.
You skipped the paragraph.
I did? Oh, sorry. Sorry. Oh, you're right. I skipped the paragraph. Sorry about that. Rabbi Yishmael bar Zidol. So he had cooked wine that was given over into a guy's property. Obviously, they didn't see what was going on over there. So they wanted to know, is it Osir Asiyahin Nesek, Shal Rabbi Yanai Rabbi Yishmael? So they asked Rabbi Yanai, Amalei, Kenom Rabbi Yishmael Ben Lakish, Moto, Kenom Rabbi Yishmael Givlo, Rabbi Yishmael Yanai Nesek, there's no problem of Yanai Nesek, and it's Moto. Rabbi Yanai Rabbi Yishmael Ivash, he got sick. Okay, so that story was a story where they asked Rabbi Yanai the Shaila, and he gave the, and Rabbi Yanai previously quoted Rish Lakish. Okay, now we have Rabbi Yanai gets sick. Now, Sokol Gabay was the Arab Yeshua Rabbon Bar Kahana Rab Kananya. Chavad the Rabbonin Mabar Karase. So they all these sages who were his friends, I guess, they went up to visit him to Mabar Kachayla. Chavad the Rabbi Yeshua Bar Zidol Yosef. So they saw Rabbi Yeshua Bar Zidol, who was the Baal Maisa before. If you looked at the previous paragraph, you see, right, it was Rabbi Yishmael Bar Zidol who had this cooked wine.
Right.
So Amram, they said, Homar Shmuasa. Here is Rabbi Yanai, who's the master of the ruling. Homar Uvda, here's the guy who the story happened to. Asun Vishalalei, so let's go and let's ask them what the laws regarding the cooked wine. Amalai Rabbi Yanai, Rabbi Yishmael. So Rabbi Yanai answered them, Kain Amar Shmuel Lakish. I just quoted Rish Lakish. Rav Zeira said, Dilma mid the Elaim Durab Shimon Lakish the Hokin Vahokin. Perhaps that these teachings are non-committal. It means maybe Rabbi Rish Lakish was not sure of himself. Maybe he was only saying it Lachumra and not Lakula. I think that's what they say.
15.
Maybe he wasn't sure, but it was a hypothesis about which he was not certain. Anyway, Amalei, he says, law, not true. Lo uvdo v'samchan alai, it's a definitive ruling. You can rely on it. Chanachton, when they left from Rabbi Yanai's house, come Rabbi Ilo and Rabbun Bar Kahana. Rabbi Ilo, who was not among the visitors, found Rabbun. Amalei, so Rabbi Ilo said to Rabbun, Ilule datun marachim and shmuasa, were it not that you treasure the teachings of Amoraim, would you have trouble to verify the teaching of Rabbi Shmuel? Lomas Nisahi, hasn't it already been taught in a brisa? The Tani Rabbi Chiya says, Yaim Avoshol, Shogoyim, Lomo Osir. Why is Yaim Avoshol of a Goy Osir? Neshahayat Mitchilasa Yayin. It was originally wine. In other words, it was Osir before. And it became, in other words, if it was wine that came from Goyim, so the fact that you cooked the wine isn't matter the wine. It came from a place which is Osir. And Chaymet Shal Goyim Lama Osir, Chaymet Shal Goyim Lama Osir, the same thing is true about vinegar. It was originally wine, so they're Osir. So what do you see?
But only if it was the Goyim before it was cooked.
Before it was cooked, yeah. Oh, that's right. So you see, so that's the deal. So you see from here, what? That's only because it was also before it was cooked. But if you cooked it before it ever got to the size of shos, then it would have been mutter. You could have gotten it from the spice. Amr b'yaisi, once he saw Amr Cain, it says it also here, Hayyanachim ha-shogayim, shoyim ha-shogayim, shoyim ha-shogayim, it says in the beginning, An kan, tafayim dalim.
Interesting cases.
Yeah. Okay, it's going to continue. We'll continue this tomorrow. That was Daf Ayin Dawud.